This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm going to shock you. It's a loaded show. And when I say that, I literally just got done telling Jay, if no news happened the rest of this week, I have enough stuff to talk about to cover the rest of this week's shows. Did I not just say that to you?
Yeah, you did.
Dude. All right, loaded show, always a loaded show. So much to talk about. Major, major, major college football changes. They might actually be able to enforce rules. There's a rumor and innuendo going around that we might have rules that we could actually enforce. And some things may actually make some sense, possibly. We'll see what happens. They're going to meet about in April and probably vote it down because that's what they do. But there's hope and light at the end of the tunnel for right now. Also, major college football playoff changes. Playoff changes. They're going to put more teams in. I hate that, right? I'm anti-expansionist. I'm anti-American, right? Because I'm anti-expansionist. To be clear, that's the joke there. Don't get it twisted, but I actually like what is being potentially proposed mostly because certain things actually make a little bit more sense within what they're trying to do. And that's what we're going to talk about here this first hour at the top of the hour, noon. They tried to take our running backs, Coach Jake. And so what do? We gave him a raise, a big one. Is this a good idea? It doesn't matter if it's a good idea. It's been done. Is it a good thing? Do we like it? Are we happy about it? EJ Barthel, as of, what did you tell me, like an hour ago, just got a raise? Yeah. Going from 295 to 450 or whatever it was, something like that. We will discuss that at the top of the hour at noon. Now, Matt Rhule, I was going to spend more time on this particular subject today that I'm about to introduce, but we may spend more time on the running back situation, Barthel itself, but we'll see. Because Matt Rhule keeps bringing it up. He keeps bringing it up. Jump. Year three jump. College football playoff. Now, I'm not saying he's saying they're going to be in the playoff, but he clearly has some expectations for this year and what's realistic and what's not. And I'm seeing projections coming out. You know, we're like I got the sixth best odds in the Big Ten to win the Big Ten championship. Obviously, there's teams that are way favored above us and they should be there. But how does that happen? How would that even come to fruition? How could we even be competing for this? Because as crazy as that sounds, and I'm not predicting it, let me be clear, capital N-O-T, not predicting it. Who, under God's hot sun, would have thought Indiana would go 11-1 a year ago? You never know what's going to happen. That's all I'm saying. So if there's a path, if there's a world where Nebraska could potentially be in that conversation this year, like somehow Indiana was last year, how would that happen? Now, again, I was going to spend more time on that today. We'll see how the running back Barthel conversation goes at the top of the hour. We probably will touch on at least how that could happen at some point today. Maybe go more in depth on Thursday. Matt Schick, ESPN's own, is going to be joining me at 12:30 today. He's a Colorado alum. Don't forgive him for that. He covered Nebraska football while I was here. So it's okay. It's all forgiven. All right, but he's going to be joining us at 12:30, Matt Schick of ESPN. And then Richie Incognito. Is Richie Incognito innocent? Jonathan Martin, the guy that accused him of bullying a decade ago, 10 years ago, has come out and said that he never felt bullied. I'm just going to pause and let that just exist in the universe. Like, what is going on? First of all, a grown man saying I was bullied. Now, 10 years later, saying he's not. Now, those of us who know Richie, we're not like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. We'll talk about that to close the show around probably 12:45 today. But let's start right off the top. Of course, the Adam Carriker Show. All right. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days a week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. What you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, sports in general, what you're going to get, unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right. Changes to the college football playoff. Let's start with that. So in 2026, So nothing is going to change for the 2025 season as far as how the playoff works. It's going to be 12 teams. The top four highest rated conference champions are going to get the top four seeds. The fifth highest rated conference champ will be in the playoff. Not guaranteed anything. All right, it's going to work just how it did last year. They're not going to change a thing. That needs to be noted. But 2026, now there is the potential come 2031. A lot of things could change drastically come 2031. And basically, I anticipate the Big Ten and SEC completely trying to take over at that point. But most likely from 2026 to 2031, this is what the college football playoff is going to look like. Now, I'm going to read something. Ross Dellinger, if you follow him, he does a phenomenal job covering this. I mean, he's doing the best work out there. Other folks are doing a good job too, but he's doing the best work out there being on top of the college football changes, the changing landscape, the college football playoff changing landscape. All right. And this is a statement from his article that he put out that pertains to the SEC, the Big Ten, and how this is going to work starting in 2026. According to most who have viewed the memorandum of understanding from last spring, now the SEC and Big Ten have met in the past month. They're going to meet again in the next couple of weeks. It's always the SEC and Big Ten. And it's always down south. Why can't those Southern Bells ever come up north? I digress. All right, the SEC and Big Ten hold. Here's the power play. They have been beyond confident. Straight up cocky about certain things. Now, the SEC is more vocal, but the Big Ten's been right there with them, just not as vocal and entitled and loud and bubble-like minded with a loud voice. Yes, I'm taking all sorts of shots. It's okay. They can at me on Twitter all day. We can chat if they'd like. The Southern Bells I'm talking about. The SEC and Big Ten hold, here's why they've been so cocky. The SEC and Big Ten hold sole discretion on the future of the college football playoff format starting in 2026. The beginning of the college football playoff's new six-year television agreement with ESPN that runs through the 2031 season. So there's the years and the dates that I was talking about. Everything's going to change. Not everything, but things are going to change 2026. And in 2031, when that agreement runs out, I think everything is going to change drastically. All right, let's continue reading. The agreement grants the league's decision-making power. This is not the NCAA. This is not the Big 12. This is not the ACC. This is the Big 10 and SEC. The agreement grants the leagues, in parentheses, Big 10 and SEC, decision-making power over the format, but directs them to have meaningful consultation and collect input, yeah, right, from the other conferences before making their decision. Basically, they have all the power. And there's nothing anybody can do about it because they took everybody else's teams. Now we've got the best teams. Now we've got the biggest brands. Now we've got the best athletes. Now we've got the most draft picks, national champions, and the highest TV revenue. We're making the most money. So they get all the power. That's how the world works, unfortunately, especially in the world of college football. Not just college football, I might add. Topic for another day. So here's what's being proposed. Well, it's not what's being proposed. It's what's going to happen. In 2026, it's going to go. The college football playoff is going to go to either 14 or 16 teams, all right? Within the conferences, this is how it's going to look, at least for the SEC and the Big Ten. We can discuss the Big 12, the ACC, what's being proposed there as well. The G5, just hope you get your one guaranteed spot or go start your own playoff. And I'm the Cinderella guy. I'm the guy that argues they should be in. I'm the guy that says they should be given more opportunity. If they get one spot guaranteed, that's all they're ever going to get. It just is what it is. I'm the Cinderella guy. I'm the one guy that thinks Boise should have a seat at the table to at least compete. And if they lose, they lose. If they win, they win. But they don't have a whole lot of power. They don't hold a whole lot of cards. If all these conferences are sitting at a table right now and they're holding cards, the SEC and Big Ten got about 10 cards in their hand. The ACC and Big 12 got about six, and the G5 combined have one. At least they got one. All right, and maybe someday they go start their own tournament, which I honestly would not be a fan of. I want them to have a seat at the table. I want them to be included. But we're going to start with the Big Ten and SEC, how this would look starting in 2026 based on what's being proposed. And there's two different slight proposals, okay? based on whether it's a 16-team format or a 14-team format. So the first proposal is a 14-team format. So let's say the Big Ten, the number one and two teams in the conference at the end of the year would play each other for a conference championship. So this past year, I know who it was. Oregon and Penn State would have played each other for a conference championship. Okay. The top two teams in the SEC would play each other for a conference championship, Georgia, Texas. What is different is you would also have play-in games because the Big Ten and SEC in this 14-team format would be guaranteed four teams every year, no matter what. It doesn't matter if they're 11-1 or 8-4. So the top four teams in the Big Ten get an automatic spot in the playoff, in this 14-team playoff. Same thing with the SEC, so we're at 8. The ACC would get 2, the Big 12 would get 2, that puts you at 12. The G5 gets 1, that puts you at 13. Then you got an at-large spot. Everybody's going to go right to Notre Dame. So if Notre Dame's the next highest-ranked team, it's them. Or whoever it may or may not be. That's how you get to your 14 teams. Right, 4 Big 10, 4 SEC, 2 ACC, 2 Big 12. You got your 1 G5, and then you got your at-large spot, which is probably going to go to Notre Dame like 75% of the time. Conference championship weekend, the top two Big Ten teams play, the top two SEC teams play. Now, what's being proposed is if you win the SEC or the Big Ten championship, you automatically get a number one or number two seed. And in a 14-team playoff, the one or two seeds get a first-round bye. So, let's say this past year, Oregon beats Penn State, which we know happened. They get the number one seed. They get a first-round bye. Georgia beats Texas, which we know happened. They get the number two seed. They get a first-round bye. Now, what happens is in order to fill out the final two spots for the SEC and the final two spots for the Big Ten, the number three team in the Big Ten Conference at the end of the regular season would play the number six team. Now, they didn't say neutral site, home field. I hope to God it would be home field. Four would play five. So I'm hoping that four hosts five, three hosts six. So this past year, all right, I'm looking at the final Big Ten standings at the end of the regular season. One was Oregon, two was Penn State. All right, let's see. Three was actually Indiana. Four was Ohio State. Five was Illinois. Six was Iowa. So we would have had number three Indiana hosting number six Iowa. Number four, Ohio State, hosting number five, Illinois. And the winner of those two games gets the remaining two slots for the Big Ten into the college football playoff. All right, Jake, you make this prediction. Okay, whatever you say says goes. You're the unbridled king and tyrant of predicting who gets to get in here. Right. Indiana versus Iowa. Who wins that game? Who gets the third slot for the Big Ten? Because, oh, I forgot to say. The loser of the Big Ten championship game still gets automatically in. You just don't get the first round bye. You're basically playing for the first round bye, that one versus two. Okay. All right. So let's say Penn State is the number two seed for the Big Ten or number two team out of the Big Ten. All right. So let's say Indiana versus Iowa. Who would you have winning?
Indiana.
All right. We got Indiana as the third team. Then you've got Ohio State and Illinois. Just say Illinois for fun. I just want you to say Illinois. Yeah. Are you seriously going with Illinois?
Well, no. I mean, we could just do Chalk. We could go to Ohio State. I mean, they won the title.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Brett.
I know.
Okay. All right. So in the SEC, as we talked about, Texas, Georgia, one versus two. So let me pull up the final SEC standings here. So number three would have been Tennessee. They would have hosted number six, South Carolina. All right. Who would you have winning that?
South Carolina was pretty hot down the stretch. I'll go with South Carolina.
Ooh, got the upset there. I like it. I keep saying hosting. It doesn't actually say who would be the home field team. I'm just hoping that's the way it would go. Alabama versus LSU would be the 4-5 game. Who do you got winning?
Let's go with Alabama.
All right. So the four teams from the Big Ten would be Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, Ohio State. The four teams from the SEC, all right, per King Jake over here. I say that with love and respect. As soon as I said it, it came across sarcastically. I didn't mean it that way.
I could go with King Jake. You're going to start calling me that.
All right. Fine. Well, now that you like it, I don't want to do it. All right. Georgia, South Carolina. I forgot Texas. Oh, Texas. All right. Gag me you. All right. So there's your first eight. I don't want to say first eight, but there's eight teams in this 14-team playoff. So now you go the ACC and the Big 12. And this is where it actually gets interesting. because you don't have a conference title game. The way it's being proposed, it's not about a conference champion, because you don't get a bye if you win the ACC or the Big 12. You get in if you're one of the top two teams. So there'd be no conference championship game. It'd be 1 vs. 4, 2 vs. 3. And the winner of those two games gets the two seeds from the ACC. Same thing with the Big 12. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah.
So here's how, according to the standings, it would have been SMU versus Syracuse, 1 vs. 4. 2 vs. 3 would have been Clemson, Miami. That would have been fun to watch. Yeah. All right, but who do you got? SMU versus Syracuse.
Let's go with SMU.
All right, SMU. And then Clemson versus Miami. Who gets the other? So there's no, I guess the conference champ is the regular season champ. There's no per se conference championship game. The way it's being proposed.
Yeah.
So let's say Clemson, Florida, or Miami, Florida. Who you got?
Clemson.
All right, so there's your two teams from the SEC. Let's go to the Big 12 here. All right. So, number one would have been Arizona State. Oh, this could have been interesting. Cam Scataboo versus Travis Hunter. Arizona State hosting Colorado. I actually like this. All right. Who would you take?
Sparky.
I assume that means Scataboo.
Yep, Arizona State.
Okay. All right, BYU, Iowa State.
Iowa State.
All right. So there's your first 12 teams. I don't want to say first 12, but there's your 12 teams in from the quote-unquote Power Four conferences. All right. Notre Dame would have been the at-large team this year, and then Boise would have been the highest G5 team. So that's how that goes, the 14 teams. So I don't know exactly how the seeding would have gone here beyond Boise. Actually, they were in the top 10 in the rankings. Okay. But we know Oregon probably would have been 1, Georgia would have been 2, and then 3 versus 14. Those two teams would have had a bye, 3 versus 14. Like, 3 would have hosted 14. Can't even think right now. 4 versus 13. This is such a weird – I'm not used to starting at 3 and going to 14.
Yeah.
Anyways, the highest seed would host the lowest seed. Okay. And then come round 2, you're going to have 8 teams with the 6 teams that won and the top 2 teams that had a bye. And you just keep playing it on down. So that's what's been proposed if it's a 14-team playoff. I'll tell you, you know what? I will tell you what I like about it, and I don't know what Jake thinks, but he can tell us whether he likes it, whether he hates it, right after this break.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.